From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors on January 12th approved the appointment of Ken Dow as the new Democratic Election Commissioner. Dow and Republican Commissioner Kelly Miller-Simons take over for Democrat Virginia Martin and Republican Jason Natsky, who oversaw something of an election fiasco at the end of 2019 with much delayed results. Natsky declined to seek the position again, and Columbia County Board of Supervisors rejected Martin's reappointment. Dow previously served as election commissioner from 2005 to 2008. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that at the January 16, 2020 meeting of the Ancrum Town Board, Councilperson David Boyce said that the Ancrum Town Hall does not recycle. Boyce said, and I quote, "This building does not recycle," end quote, saying that the town hall has one dumpster and I quote, "everything under the sun goes in it," end quote. Papers collected through the county clerk keeping identities of seniors safe program is shredded and taken elsewhere, possibly recycled. Since that meeting, there are now blue containers for recycling in the Ancrum Town Hall and a separate dumpster outside for recyclables. And Ancrum officials have also spent money on recycled toilet paper and paper towels and environmentally friendly cleaning supplies. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Ted Rimschneider reports in the Berkshire Record that the Environmental Protection Agency announced February 10th that General Electric will clean up the toxic PCBs from the Housatonic River and pay five southern Berkshire towns $54 million. GE will set up a toxic disposal site on the Lee Lennox border as part of its cleanup, though the most highly contaminated material will be sent out of state. The upland disposal facility will be set up at the Lane Gravel Pit property at the Lee Lennox line for the lower level contaminated materials from the river. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Record. Leslie Kaufman reports for the Bloomberg website that a new study suggests that passing more air pollution regulations in New York may not help air quality here. The study released February 12th in the journal Nature showed about half of deaths related to poor air quality in the United States don't occur in states where the pollution entered the atmosphere. The study claims 3,800 New Yorkers died prematurely from air pollution created outside the state in 2018. Stephen Barrett, the principal researcher, who is also a professor of aeronautics and astronautics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, said, and I quote, "The number of deaths that are due to cross-state pollution are much bigger than anything we thought," end quote. There was good news in the study, a drop in emissions from power plants, but that was offset by an increase in commercial and residential emissions. And you can read more about this story at the Bloomberg website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.